From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. A suicide blast killed at least six civilians in eastern Afghanistan Sunday and wounded 13 others. The bomber was on a motorcycle and apparently tried to reach the venue of a massive pro-government rally in Jalalabad, the capital of Nangarhar province. But Afghan security forces intercepted him far away from the event, prompting him to detonate explosives strapped to his body. White House National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster says the possibility of war with nuclear-armed North Korea is increasing every day because dictator Kim Jong-un is getting closer and closer, and there is not much time left.
And so it's immensely important that we work together with all of our allies, partners, everyone internationally, to convince Kim Jong-un that the continued pursuit of these capabilities is a dead end for him and his regime.
General McMaster spoke Saturday in California. He said there are ways to address this problem short of armed conflict. The United States has informed the United Nations that it will no longer participate in the Global Compact on Migration. In a statement, the U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the program was not consistent with American immigration policies. In 2016, the 193 members of the UN General Assembly unanimously adopted a non-binding political declaration called the New York Declaration for Refugees and Migrants, pledging to uphold the rights of refugees, help them resettle, and ensure they have access to education and jobs. This is VOA News. President Trump, in a series of